Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 9 through 13, and chapter 5, verses 24 through 28. Brethren, God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are doing. But we beseech you, brethren, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I adjure you by the Lord that this letter be read to all the brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 20, verses 19 through 26. At that time the scribes and the chief priests tried to lay hands on him at that very hour, but they feared the people, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might take hold of what he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor. They asked him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach rightly and show no partiality, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Show me a coin. Whose likeness and inscription has it?" They said, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able in the presence of the people to catch him by what he said. But marveling at his answer, they were silent. On this day, the 2nd of December, we commemorate Habakkuk the prophet. This prophet, whose name means loving embrace, is 8th in order of the minor prophets. His homeland and tribe are not recorded in the divine scriptures. According to some, he was of the tribe of Simeon. He prophesied in the years of Joachim, who is also called Jeconias, before the Babylonian captivity of the Jewish people, which took place 599 years before Christ. When Nebuchadnezzar came to take the Israelites captive, Habakkuk fled to Ostrakani. And after Jerusalem was destroyed and the Chaldeans departed, Habakkuk returned and cultivated his field. Once he made some pottage and was about to take it to the reapers in the field, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and carried him with the pottage to Babylon to feed Daniel in the lion's den, then brought him back to Judea. His book of prophecy is divided into three chapters. The third chapter is also used as the fourth ode of the Psalter. His holy relics were found in Palestine during the reign of Emperor Theodosius the Great through a revelation to Zabenus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.